Depression for patient Alicia Clark, ALICIACLARK. Date of birth is 9/28/72. Date of service is 12/12/2024. And date of accident is 5/25/2024. The patient has a history of being involved in an automobile accident on 5/25/2024 as a resident driver, where she was rear-ended twice in Detroit. And it impacted the airbags were deployed, headaches, the dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of memory, loss of balance, forgetfulness, loss of concentration, being in the bed, all the symptoms resulted, along with the pain in the both legs, both knees, both shoulders, neck, mid-back, lower back, numbness and tingling of both hands. This was the initial history. The patient has been placed on physical therapy and extensive conservative treatment with medications. The patient reports that her pains have lessened and she's almost 10 to 15% better. And she's also seeing a chiropractor, Dr. Mustafa, who is doing acupuncture and massage and exercise manipulation. Although her symptoms remain the same, along with the headache, neck pain, mid-back, lower back pain, and all of these pain are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and pain is shooting down to both legs, posteriorly and anteriorly from the lower back. Pain in both knees is reported. Numbness and tingling of both hands is reported. She also encountered a pollice fracture in the left arm when this accident happened that was fixed by a surgery. Please review the records for the ADL, some review, as well as additional issues. Please review the records for the substance abuse and compliance history. The pain medication is morphine sulfate. She's taking the physical examination remains the same. Vital signs, blood pressure 129 over 102, pulse 106, pulse oxygen 99. Exam remains the same from the previous visit dated 11/25/2024, dictation number 1202-006. The plan is to continue pain medication, which is morphine sulfate with naltrexone, which is added 30 milligram over 1.2 milligram every day, 30 days supply. Patients to report to the emergency room for any issues, especially respiratory depression. Patient is being monitored. She has been given 30 days medicine because of the holidays that are coming, and it would not be possible to follow her up sooner. Her daughter, which is accompanying, was also informed about these issues. Other than that, patient will continue her physical therapy and continue the epidural injections, as discussed before, based on the MRI. She continues on the following medication. She is not being provided any NSAID because of the fear of bleeding, but Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, and Elavil 50 milligram for sleep, and lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. She'll be re-seen in January of 2025. She's advised to text message me for any issues whatsoever.